Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Drew. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, this is Babette Krause. I live at 510 North Lawn in East Lansing, Michigan. I got a call from you that I'm getting a delivery tomorrow from Best Buy for, I'm supposed to be getting a double oven. But I wasn't supposed to get it till April 6th, and nobody told me it would come earlier, which of course I'd be happy about, but I wasn't notified. I made quite a fuss because it was coming so late and they were taking away a defective one. But what's the case? What do you think you're doing when you come to 510 North Lawn between 2 and 4 tomorrow?
What is the zip code for your address? And I can take a look at the order in our system.
48823.
All right, Ms. Krause, give me just 1 second to get that order pulled up.
I have a confirmation number or an order number, something like that.
And you said 410 North Lawn Avenue?
No, 510 North Lawn.
All righty. That was changed. Shipment, added to that. Customer says she's running self-cleaning. Circuit breaker.
Are you the installer?
We do installations and we do delivery and installations, and we also do any services for any of these appliances that we did install. So give me just a second while I pull up.
Josh has always come to my house. Because we've had a lot of trouble with Best Buy on this. And he's been on the ball knowing that I wanted a new oven and they were going to deliver it last Thursday, but they didn't actually have an order for a new oven. He called me up and he said, Babs, do you really want us to come take away the defective oven and without any new oven? And I said, of course not.
So that's what that original order is for. That's for them to come out and take out that old unit and to try to service it.
No. We're not taking any units. We're not servicing anything. This has nothing to do with an old unit and servicing. Nothing.
Yes, ma'am. I see the new order for where they're going to uninstall and put in a new unit for the 6th. I'm not sure why this previous order was not canceled out. But because I've caught it, I am...
But there was no order for tomorrow. It was from last week, last Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
Last Thursday. Yeah.
I'm seeing where they put in a service order for somebody to come out and take a look for it. However, because there are two orders and you already have an uninstall and service set up for the 6th, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your service for tomorrow, because there's no need for them to try to come out there if they're not going to do anything.
Well, that's why I'm calling you. But it wasn't like that by some chance they had a new oven for me, right?
No, ma'am. But what I can do is I'll take a look at that other order once I get this order taken care of for you.
Yeah.
Give me just a second.
Do you understand that how really messed up this has been? I mean, and if you folks weren't more on the ball, Best Buy tried to have you come on a Monday. You don't come to East Lansing on Mondays. That they tried to do that on two separate occasions. Then they tried to order. They put in the removal order on two separate occasions without ordering the new oven, the replacement oven, I should say, for the defective oven. You all took my old oven away on the 9th of March.
And okay, so let me go ahead and take a look at this one real fast. That is the wrong order number. Is this the right order?
Max actions, update status. I want to go to rescheduled.
So unfortunately, I am unable to move up this service for the oven and the uninstall of the oven. So what I'm going to do is while I reach out to the service provider regarding the other order that I'm currently in the process of canceling out, I'm going to see if there's any way we could move you up to a sooner date.
That's very thoughtful of you. According to them, when this was supposed to happen last week, there was supposed to have been an oven in stock when I, you know, called to take care of the defective oven. And since that order didn't get placed, apparently there are no ovens in stock until the 4th and won't be available to anybody until the 5th to come to me on the 6th. But if you could do it earlier, or if by chance there is, I'd certainly appreciate it.
Okay, so you said that they informed you that there is the product won't be available until the 5th?
Well, I guess it comes to somewhere the 4th, and then it won't be really available till the 5th, and their first appointment was the 6th, Wednesday the 6th.
So that's why it was pushed off to the 6th, because of the product availability. So unfortunately...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's in the...
So without the product being at the warehouse, and Best Buy being the ones who set it up, they would know that there was going to be no way, earlier date except for the 6th, and I do apologize for that.
Well, look, you folks have been terrific. I don't know how this even got in there. I'm not even going to bother with Best Buy telling them, because I've more than made clear just how unprofessional this process has been. So, but Josh was great. He recognized that I did not want them to come on either occasion to take my oven out without bringing me a new one. So I appreciate that. I'm glad you gave me a phone number, because I would have thought, oh, isn't this wonderful? I'm going to stay home tomorrow and wait for my brand new oven. Because the one that was installed on the 9th is defective. It won't turn off.
Yes,
I heard
ma'am.
You say something about circuit breaker.
Yes, ma'am. I was reading over the notes for it, so I was just making sure that I had all of the... that I had everything in order before I made any comments regarding it, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't speak out of place without knowing the full story.
Well, that's wise. So thank you very much. I will look forward to seeing I hope it's Josh, from your organization come out on next Wednesday and bring me a functioning new oven.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll do hope that everything does work out this round with this new oven for you.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Where are you calling me from?
So our main location is in California.
Okay. I just detected a southern tone to your voice.
I am, in fact, from Alabama. I moved to the East Coast for school, actually.
Oh, I know that's probably not politically correct to ask, but you just have such a nice way of speaking and a nice manner, and I just had a thought that maybe that was what some of your background was.
So, yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. I'd be happy to let a supervisor know that you were very helpful, unless you happen to be the supervisor.
No, ma'am, I'm not, but these are recorded lines just for everybody's safety, and that way if there are any issues, we can take care of them later and for training purposes, so my managers will hear this call, and they will be glad to know that you do appreciate the job I'm doing and that you do think I am doing a great job.
I do, absolutely, because, you know, you have this lady who's sounding a little bit crabby and maybe a little exasperated, and you did a nice way of and when you said you'd try to expedite it, that was just a thoughtful customer response. So thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. And unfortunately, there is no way for me to expedite it since the product is on back order until next week.
Right. And if they had done it last week when they said they were going to, it wouldn't have been, because at that time, the salesperson or whoever it was at Best Buy checked and said, oh, no, we have it in the warehouse. Didn't get to my house. Well, anyhow, all right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And thanks for being, thank you very much for providing a telephone and a person that answers it. That's the best when you're having to deal with this. Thank you.
Not a problem. Enjoy the